Hi, my name is Jose. I have a new life. I have a new life in Christ. And I'm recovering from pornography, anger, and pride. Can you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, this is your story, not mine, of how wonderful, grateful, loving, forgiving you are, Lord. Let hearts and ears just be open, just to hear who you are, Lord, and how amazing you are, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before I start, I just want to let y'all know, if y'all see tears, it's tears of joy. So, my biological father left my mother when she was pregnant with me, and my mom struggled with alcoholism and drug addiction. Christ was rarely mentioned growing up, except a few Bible stories at night from time to time. At age 5, I was molested several times by a teenage extended family member. I never reported or said anything because I thought it might maybe it was normal. My mother would leave the house for days, leaving my brother and me to do whatever we wanted. I grew into being in control of my own life. During the time I was roughly 7 to 8 years old, sometimes my mother would take us to bars and clubs at night. I would see my mom talking to different men and bringing them home while we were there. I later understood that's how she made money to take care of us. One day, my mother dropped us off with some people she had only known for 6 months. She kissed us and said to us that she's going to go wash clothes. Yet we didn't hear from her for another 3 years later. We were abused, starved, and locked in a room. During this time, at age 9, I discovered a pornography tape behind the TV and played it, not knowing what the effect would have on me in the future. I became sexually active. At age 10, I was sent to a boys' ranch in East Texas with 80 other boys. Cut off from the world and not having any family, I grew angry and mad at a God that I didn't really know. I was moved into foster care. Over the next 7 years, I would live in 5 different foster homes. In my second foster home, I came home from school to be handcuffed and sent to juvenile for supposedly breaking one of my foster brother's arms. After the investigation, I was acquitted because it was determined that my foster parents had broken the young boy's arm. I wondered if this is how life worked. Don't trust anyone and isolate from the world. I lost my purity at age 12 and continued to run to magazines or movies or whatever I could get my hand on. I felt like I was in control. I watched porn because it consumed me. Porn became a coping mechanism that would run to when I was stressed, hurt, mad, or when anything wasn't going my way. It was in my third foster home that I got a call that my biological mom had passed away. My anger grew more intense because nothing was ever stable in my life. I had no one to rely on and no foundation in Christ, and I couldn't trust anyone. I was 12 years old with no mother and no father and nobody to call family. I was heartbroken. I isolated myself from anybody who tried to help me, not knowing who was truly there to help or they were only to put me down. I grew resentful towards God because I never had the happy family like every child I saw growing up had. I didn't know then that God had a plan for my life. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." During my last foster home at age 17, I was in high school and was pulled from class. My CPS worker showed up. This could mean two things. I'm either moving to another foster care home or I did something wrong. The question she asked blew me away. I was asked if I would like to get adopted by one of the family members that had fostered me in the past. Sorry. This was the family that had told me about Jesus, that he had paid for all my sins on the cross. At age 15, I had accepted God's free gift and made Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I quickly answered yes to my CPS worker, but quickly asked, would my last name change from Luna to Donahue? She replied, yes. First name Jose, last name Donahue. This should be interesting, trying to explain how I ended up with an Irish last name. Sometimes it takes months or years to get adopted. It took less than a week for the adoption to become final, a week before my 18th birthday. Being loved like this was hard for me to comprehend. Where did this kind of love come from? With as much as I've been through and with everything I had done, why would someone take me in and love me? It reminds me of Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. My new earthly father demonstrated my heavenly father's unconditional love for me. I quickly grew to love my mom and dad. From the age of 15 to 26, I knew the Lord and was saved, but I wanted to continue to indulge in my flesh and the desires of the world instead of the Lord. I had one foot inside the church and my other foot I had one foot inside the church and my other foot outside the church. I got married to my beautiful wife, Norma, on June 23rd, 2012, but she wasn't aware of my pornography addiction. My desires went beyond the websites. It went to me cheating on my wife with 8 different women. Last year, after being encouraged by my community group, I confessed to my wife about the infidelities that I had done. As much as I wanted to take it to the grave, God was telling me to confess and ask for forgiveness. This was out of my comfort zone to trust God this much and to allow him to be God of my life. Trust is exactly what I did that night. I was expecting a divorce or a slap in the face, but was extended grace by my wife with a hug and a kiss and was told that I was forgiven. Till now, she hasn't used it against me or brought it up. On September 7th, 2012, while on a cruise with my family, I heard my name announced to come to the cruise office with my wife and kids. There was a phone call waiting for me from a police detective. My heart dropped, not knowing what was about to be said. He told me that my father had been murdered in my apartment. The next day, we would be back on land. For the next 24 hours, I waited and prayed for what was to come for my family and me. I immediately went to the police department and then was taken to the scene of the crime. Those memories will forever live in my head. Those images of the blood and details of what happened. Anger built up and forgiveness was never an option to whoever did this. Later, we found out that it was 3 men we knew, including a family member who was in on it. I lost a part of me when I lost my dad. He loved everyone and was a man of God. I started having suicidal thoughts and one night put my gun to my mouth. Feeling convicted and knowing that I was being selfish and not honoring God for what I was about to do, I put my gun away and prayed. I prayed that he would take all my burdens away and the hurt. He answered my prayer through community and region, prayer, and reading his scripture. I was invited to attend regeneration by a couple in my community group who had just finished the 12 steps. This sounded great and everything, but did I want to invest my time into this recovery thing? I knew I needed life change and not a here and there change. My anger and control, along with my addiction to pornography, were brewing and increasing. So I came to Region. I remember walking in the first time to see people singing and sharing their sin struggles and talking about it biblically. This was strange because I thought keeping everything in the dark and not saying anything was the norm. I committed to the process and walked with 15 other men and 2 co-leaders who helped me dig deep into the roots of my sin. And step 4, inventory. Don't worry, it's a blessing, not a curse. While in region, I got to focus on myself instead of the sin of others. I knew I couldn't change in one day, but over time, I learned to trust God. Learned to forgive others, and when tempted, I can run to scripture and godly men instead of porn, etc. I was able to open up and talk about my father's murder and how to deal with it in our region, small group. I was being loved and cared for as the men contacted me each week. Again, God showing me I am loved and that he has a plan. Step 5, confess, is where I learned to bring whatever is in the darkness and bring it to the light. Step 8, forgive. I had to ask, could it be that I had to forgive the man that killed my father? I continue to struggle with that because I was stuck on an eye for an eye taught in the Old Testament. I was told that Christ changed that through the cross and resurrection. I had the opportunity, July 30th, 2015, to see my father's killer face to face while he was being sentenced to life in prison without parole. I'm so blessed that I have 2 great leaders in region and in my community group to share the truth about God's forgiveness for us daily, and that everybody in Christ can receive forgiveness. I was encouraged by one of the women in my community group to take advantage of this opportunity and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the judge, the district attorney, the defense attorneys, and others in the courtroom got to hear about about Jesus Christ and what he has done in my life. I told him that at one point I wouldn't have been able to forgive you, but now that I know the truth, I looked at the man and told him I forgive him and that I loved him and that I hope he gets to know Jesus like I have. I just saw him crying. What man forgives somebody for such a sin? Me? Never. God? 100%. By himself, man cannot change, but with God, all things are possible. As life is today, I'm not perfect, and I will never be. There are days where temptation is strong, and then there are days that I fall. But one thing I know now is not to isolate myself anymore. I promptly confess my sin and repent. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. If somebody would have told me that I would be co-leading a group of men before I went through region, I would have asked, what are you smoking or what are you on? Now, I co-lead a group of men in region. And it has been a blessing from the start. I had the opportunity to walk and shepherd these men with an amazing co-leader. As a father to a 19-year-old son and a 17-year-old daughter, I am learning to love them as Christ loves me and to walk with them and shepherd them towards Christ daily. The truth I want my kids to know is that they are loved, and most important, that Christ loves them no matter where they are in their walk with him. As for my marriage, I can honestly say that our relationship has grown and God deserves all the glory. My wife is my better half, and she has walked by my side the whole time during the good and the bad. Our community group of 3.5 years has been a blessing to us. They remind us and show us that God never leaves you and will never forsake you. He loves me even when I run or turn from him, and he always has his arms open wide when I come back with no rejection. I learned that I am not in control of everything. He is. Yet, he lets me be a part of his plan. I acknowledge that my identity is not in porn, isolation, anger, my pride, or my past, but it's in Christ. If you are here for the first time or 1,000th time, welcome. Know that God loves you no matter what you have done or will do. God wants a relationship with you. Trust and follow Christ, and you will be amazed what he will show you and change you. Thank you.